It's about 10:30. I'm standing on Garrett Hostel Lane Bridge over the River Cam, and I can see Crescent Moon behind the willow behind me. The Library of Trinity Hall straight ahead where the lights are on. There are still students working hard. Exams tomorrow. There were exams today, and I've just walked here from St. John's College on my way back, where I bumped into a remarkably drunk first year land economy student who needed some guidance back to her college, but I suspect is going to head straight out to Trinity, to the nightclub, after she's visited her room. But if she's got any sense, she'll go to sleep, frankly. But I remember being an undergraduate here. I remember how nice it was when you finish your exams and there's just the summer stretching ahead of you, the May balls to look forward to in June, and the long hot summer and the desire just to enjoy. I spent a really pleasant evening. I gave my lecture at the computer lab this afternoon, and this evening there was a celebration, a sort of quiet dinner for 10 of us at St. John's, organised by Nishanth, who'd organised the lecture in the Treasure Trail today. But for me, the most interesting thing was that Maurice Wilkes came along. And Maurice is 95, and in 1949, his team and him built the EDSAC, one of the very first computers. The EDSAC, along with the Mark 1 in Manchester, were the first real stored program digital computers. A few thousand valves, a few tons of material, but they worked and they did the job. And EDSAC was used by the mathematicians and the economists and the biologists and lots of other people for over 10 years. And I've met Maurice on a few occasions before, and he's always been alert and lively and interesting, and talks so knowledgeably about the past and the present and also the future of computing, about where things are going. He's still looking forward, even at his age. He still has a room, an office in the computer lab, uses it occasionally, and is aware of what's going on and involved in what's going on. And it was just, well, it always is fascinating to feel that connection to the past, to the origins of my discipline. If I am a computer scientist, then it goes back to him and to the work he did and to what was happening with all the other mathematicians and the physicists and particularly the engineers 60 years ago. As somebody at the supper said, it's a bit like being a historian and managing to hang out with Herodotus. And I always feel a great sense of privilege that I knew him, that he and I get to talk, that I am connected right back to the roots of the digital revolution. The work he was doing over 60 years ago has laid foundations for this networked world we live in today. You know, his team worked on the EDSAC, later when he was head of department in the labs, worked on the Cambridge Ring doing fast networks, worked on operating systems. So many of the fundamental insights there, the stuff that makes modern computers happen, he was involved in those things, or the people who he worked with were involved in those things. And the discipline grew up around the world because, you know, Cambridge wasn't the only place, but it was and remains a very central place in the history of computing. He was part of it, and to some extent remains part of it. So I'll head home now, but it's nice to feel that connection. It's nice to feel somehow that I belong in this space as well as belonging in the space of journalism and all the other things I do. So yeah, and it's nice to have seen Maurice.